In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Damn it. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, I really thought I did something there. Really did. Sorry. That's an off-air thing.
You might
thing.
Be still on to something.
Yes, but I am on to something. Yeah.
Let's get number. Yes, sir.
All right. We got our last pair of Lincoln Park tickets. They are on sale now, Ticketmaster.com. They come back August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Here is what the challenge is. We will play a clip of a Lincoln Park song. Whoever our contestant is has to sing the next line. If they get it right, they get the tickets. If they don't get it right, we go to the next person. Sean and Horsham, you are first. Sean, are you prepared?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to say, Sean, and we've said this to everyone, you can't just say the next line. You have to sing the next line. Are you prepared to do that?
I'm singing it. Ike, you ready, baby?
I'm ready, baby.
All right.
Well, now, hold on.
What?
Last thing. Yep. Yesterday, I felt like we were a little lenient.
Oh, on the line.
Oh, when I said it.
Well, yeah, I know, but he already said yes, and then we got
lenient. Right,
yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, to get out in front of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lenient in that he had the words right, but he didn't do.
He sung like Buzz. You okay. Can't sing like Buzz.
Okay, all right, that's fair. Okay. All right, you're ready, Sean.
Buzz,
yes, sir.
Three strings.
All right, so here we go. Here's the clip.
One that will not heal.
There we go.
It's a delightful, confusing word is real.
I think we found a Lincoln
Park fan. He did it. Bang. Congratulations, Sean. Sean gave us two lines. All right, Sean, you got a pair of tickets to go see Lincoln Park August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Congratulations, my friend.
Yeah.
Wow, the kids are cheering in the back.
Man, everybody's happy.
Now, it sounds like more than one kid back there, Sean. You're going to have to you gotta flip a coin.
He says twins.
We got lucky with twins, buddy.
Okay. All right. Well, only one of them can go, unfortunately.
We're playing tackle, too, Ike. We're ready.
Oh, how old are they?
Six. We're playing upper echelon. They're playing with 7- and 8-year-olds.
Huh. All right, careful out there.
Yeah, be careful.
North Penn Squires representing North Penn Squires and North Penn's in the state semis tonight.
Nice.
We love to see that.
I mean, they cheat. I mean, they have 80,000 kids at their high school. I'd hope they'd make states.
Yeah.
Jack.
Wow, I've had a long issue with North Penn.
I would imagine. It
sounds like it.
The Golden Knights are also playing in a big playoff game tonight, too. So that's a real school.
All right, Sean. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to put you on hold now. Jack will get your info. All right, there it is.
How about that?
Yeah, he crushed it. He sang it with his chest.
That was last tickets, right?
Yeah. Why?
Well, I always feel bad for all the other people that was waiting online.
Oh yeah. Well, they can buy them. And maybe we'll have more tickets closer to the show. Show's 6 months away.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah, all right.
You sound a little more compassion for the
yeah, all right. Actually, let me take it back. Ah, oh, that is crushing. I wish I could give them to all of them. Maybe we'll have more tickets, but if you happen to have enough money, they are on sale.
There you go.
There it is. That's why people like you, man.
That's why everyone likes Ike.
Yeah.
Ike, your five favorite callers.
My favorite
you
callers?
You list 10, yes.
Probably would list 10.
Yeah, it's sad. Sure. Listen, you're smart.
He would list 10, he would list 5, and then he would get a bunch of tweets about people he forgot.
Yep.
And he would
definitely put them on the list.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Tony and Langhorne, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Hey, Spike, you may know this. Jack and Ike, you may not, but I got a Costco guy's fact for you.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that Big Boom AJ the Costco guy will be wrestling at AEW Full Gear on pay-per-view in Newark tomorrow, and he will be managed by Big Justice and the Rizzler.
So I knew he was wrestling. I knew he was wrestling AEW. I didn't know it was tomorrow in Newark, and I didn't know he was being managed by the Rizzler and Big Justice. And I have to say, if they were smart, they would have Rizzler turn on Big Justice at the event. That is what I think they should do. They should have Rizzler go full heel.
You know, it's the Rizzler's world.
It is the Rizzler's world. And, you know, AJ was a professional, well, whatever professional, low-rung professional wrestler back in the day.
Yeah, he was an indie guy in the New Jersey scene in like the early to mid-2000s. So they said it's his first match in 20 years. And I think he's going to be on TV on TNT tonight. So he's really pushing his appearance.
Yeah, well, look, they're hot right now. But as we've declared, we think they're cooked. So I think this is the beginning of the end. So I'm glad they're capitalizing on
it. It's either the beginning or the end, or maybe he's finding a new career. He's getting a new footing.
There you go.
I think the Costco guys bit and the 530 Creed bits are some of the best bits in the radio right now. But I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
So what is this thing you're doing, Jack? What is it called, the thing for Juan Soto? What do you call it?
Sacrifice for Soto.
Sacrifice for Soto. Why are you not singing My Sacrifice by Creed?
Oh, because it's not as good a song.
It's a great song. Come on. It's one of their best.
It's obviously a great song, but it's not One Last Breath.
Don't you think that Ike should learn a second Creed song, though? He only knows one.
Well, if they...
Hold on, I do know two. What's the other one?
He knows Higher.
Yes, I know Higher.
And you probably know With Arms Wide Open.
Probably.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think, look, if Creed, there's nothing on the calendar, but if Creed were to come back to Philadelphia and we were to go as a show, Ike would have to learn more Creed songs, I think.
Okay.
Make that a bit if they come back to Philly. You have to do a show live at a Creed concert.
What are you sacrificing for Soto, my friend?
So I have been growing out my hair for about 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Kind of curly, though, so it's kind of like got a thickness to it. I'll shave it all off if we get Juan Soto.
Okay.
And one more thing, Jack.
Yes.
Are we non-tendering Garrett Stubbs? I got to know from you. Is Stubby gone?
I think so.
I think
the Stubbs run
is over. The Vibesman is gone. Yeah,
They don't deserve Garrett Stubbs anymore. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's true. Yeah, like no offense to Garrett, so thank you for the call, Tony.
Now they might bring him back cuz he has minor league options and whatever, but who cares? They did non-tender Austin Hayes today. So that trade worked out.
Speaking of shaving hair.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, you two didn't shave your heads.
So can I be honest about the head shaving?
Well, yeah, go ahead. We want to hear.
This is me.
I'm getting pressure for not bringing it up because nobody else has brought it up to you guys.
One guy is putting pressure.
No, well, there's a lot of pressure.
There's a few.
It's OG Wade. You know, that's a lot of pressure, man.
Corey asked me about it. I think there have been a few.
Okay.
The truth is that I don't care about shaving my head. Huh. I've shaved my head a million times. I will happily shave my head. Huh. In fact, it'll give me an excuse at home. My wife, Val, doesn't like when I shave my head. Jack doesn't want to at all. And it didn't seem like people cared that much whether we're going to shave our heads or not.
Right.
So because I didn't care, I was just sort of protecting Jack. I figured we'd just sort of let it go.
Yeah.
If the listeners feel like we should both shave our heads, and you, Ike, feel like we should both shave our heads because we said we would, I am fine with it. But it is hurting Jack more than it's hurting me.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't care that it's hurting Jack, quite frankly.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay.
You know, when he plays the drop about they're going after Ike Reese, that's a jab every time at me that he plays.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
See, yeah.
When he plays the This Is My Show thing, he's not thinking about
it. Exactly.
Me.
Does he care about our feelings then?
No.
Listen, I'll play this one more.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
I never hear that one.
No, that's the first time I've ever heard that one.
Or this one.
Ike Reese and Iron Man.
I got some positive ones in here.
Nick Saban used to kill me about how stiff I was.
All positive.
Here's what I'll say. We will take 3 call votes on whether we should shave our heads. 215-592-9494. Whatever the 2 out of 3 say. Now, he screens the friggin' calls.
Well,
so
I just want to see him squirm. That's all I want to do.
Listen, I will do stuff for radio bits. I just didn't feel like there's that much buzz behind it.
Well, there's...
Dude, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I'm imagining you right now.
I know.
Shaved.
Not pretty.
Whoa.
You wouldn't shaved.
Just saying, I'm imagining you shaved. It just sounds like a Tornado Shapiro line.
Okay, yeah, see? Because he's not going to go completely bald, right?
No,
he's
buzz.
Doing the whole buzz cut, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, it would still have hair.
Yes, and you know who would like it? Rios would love it if we shaved heads. I think Yoshi would love it.
I think Jill would love it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't know if Jill would love it. But she would definitely be more on this one than the Juan Fritz.
Oh, yeah, she definitely wasn't going for that one.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see him squirm a little bit.
Well, we'll take those calls after I tell you where to get stuff for your pets. In fact, my wife just sent me a picture of our two dogs, Scotch and Rebel, with their new coats on. They got new fashionable coats. If you need coats for your dog, or you need Christmas presents or Hanukkah presents, we do presents, holiday presents, birthday presents in the house for our dogs. Dogs and Cats Rule is where you got to go. They have special stuff for both holidays, presents. You get a fleece or a coat, or if you want to get a special holiday cookie, holiday treat for the dogs and cats, they got them as well. And their normal, amazing staff at Dogs and Cats Rule that is going to help you with whatever you need. And there's a lot of questions you go to the pet store, especially about pet nutrition. Now, they are top of the line with pet nutrition, all the best products, local products, high quality ingredients. But which one is right for your pet? The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, led by the lead dog, George Perini, has those answers. So, seven locations: Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, New Hope, Blue Bell in Pennsylvania. See, he's going to take that clip.
Yeah, well, he didn't hear it.
New Hope in Pennsylvania.
What happened?
Nothing. Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family. All right. Before we get to the head shaving votes, see, I don't even know if I can trust what is on the screen from
what?
Jack here. We got to go to our buddy.
Yes, sir.
Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
No way. Yes, Mike. Tommy
Down. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a Grayson. Then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, I guess my dead chat, big baloney business, baby.
Oh, we love the baloney. What's going on in your world, buddy?
I'm so fired up for this game on Sunday, anxiously awaiting the game. But in the meantime, just to, like, distract myself, I've been binge-watching all these, like, British mystery shows like Sherlock and Poirot. You guys like those programs?
No.
I'm not into them, but I know what you're talking about. Look, whatever passes the time, buddy.
Exactly, because I got to, like, I just can't wait for this game, but I got to find something to pass the time. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I started watching these shows, right? And then I got an idea.
Ooh.
What if I had my own detective show? You know what I mean? But this would be like a very unique concept. You know what I mean?
Okay.
This would be, you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Tommy Down the Shore, Delicatessen Detective. You know what I mean?
Wow. Delicatessen Detective.
That's a mouthful right there, man.
It is.
Well, like, for sure, you could just say Tommy Deli Detective. You know what I mean? That's a long name. You know what I mean?
Yes. Deli Detective.
Deli Detective.
So what does a deli detective do, Tommy?
Well, I investigate deli and cold cut related mysteries. You know what I mean? So, for example, the first episode is the case of the Bologna Bandit, right?
Okay.
We come to find that in the tri-state area, all the baloney is gone missing, right? So they hire me to investigate. right? I'm like Sherlock Holmes. I got the trench coat. I got that silly British hat that the detectives wear. And I got like a magnifying glass. You know what I mean? Because when I'm on the scene, I'm very meticulous. You know what I mean? I'm looking for clues.
I just can't imagine
I'm
there's
looking for clues.
I just can't imagine there's that many deli-related mysteries.
Well, there's more than you might think. Like, honestly, it's under the radar. You know what I mean? They're not reporting on it enough. But hey, there'll be enough cases for me to solve. Believe me,
Tommy. Real quick, you said Sherlock. What's the last name of Sherlock?
Holmes. Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, a little grunt on the end of that one. Yeah. You got a little phlegm. You got a little phlegm in the old throat.
That's right. That's right. Got to clear it, Jack. You know what I mean?
Sherlock.
Sherlock Holmes.
So you mentioned Sherlock Holmes. You mentioned the other one. What other mystery shows do you like?
Well, one of my all-time favorites is DuckTales. You guys like DuckTales? Remember DuckTales?
Oh, yeah.
I remember DuckTales.
Yes.
Remember? They were these little baby ducks.
Yep.
But they were like geniuses, right?
Yes.
And they were investigating mysteries. And it had a great theme music to it. Remember DuckTales?
Yeah, DuckTales. Woo! Yes,
that's
sir.
Like, life is like a hurricane
here in Duckburg.
Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes.
It's a Duckburg.
Night solve a mystery. Or rewind
history.
DuckTales.
Woo!
Every day they're out and making DuckTales.
Woo!
There you go, baby.
Yeah.
That's a classic, sir.
Right there.
So you must be flying high, man. I mean, Eagles won 6 in a row. You got these amazing ideas for deli shows. You must be confident.
I'm dialed in. I'm grooving. I'm moving. And I'm soothing.
Did you say I'm moving?
I'm grooving, moving, and
grooving.
Soothing.
Grooving, moving, and what?
And soothing, like I'm very relaxed. You know
oh,
I mean?
Okay.
I'm,
all right. Soothing.
I'm fired up, but I'm taking it easy.
Yeah, time, yeah, yeah.
You know I mean? I'm looking at this schedule, right? I've been looking at this schedule over and over and over and over again, right? And I'm thinking we could win every single game that's left on the schedule. Don't you guys think? I mean, we're not playing that many good teams.
Well, I mean, we're playing a good team this weekend and then the next week and then the next week, I think. But
other than that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, my opinion is if we were playing Detroit or KC, I'd be nervous. But
okay.
I feel like we could definitely win every single one of these games. A couple of them might be a little more competitive. But I'm just saying, this team, they're only getting better. It's like me. When I'm on a ping pong table, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a really good ping pong player. And sometimes when I'm getting started, I'm slow. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yep.
But then as I play more, I keep getting better and better. And that's what's happening to Birds, in my opinion. We'll see what happens. But I think we could end up 15-2. I really do.
Whoa!
15-2.
You saying they're going to run the table?
That's what I'm saying. There's only 7 games left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I guess.
And
good
a couple
math.
Of those teams stink. A couple of those teams really stink.
Yeah.
Like Dallas and New York, those are the last couple games, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I mean, maybe Baltimore will be tough. This weekend might be tough, but I'm saying they run the table. That's what I'm saying.
Well, so what's your score prediction for Sunday night?
Well, this is going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be close through 3 quarters, but we're going to pull away in the fourth. I'm going 31-21 Birds.
We love it, Tommy.
Love it.
And we're very excited for the Baloney Game Show, but now I think Delicatessen Detective is the thing that we're looking most forward to.
We're going to solve every mystery. If you got any deli-related crimes, just make sure you get in touch with me. I'll solve it for you.
All right. We love you, Tommy.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks so much, fellas. I love you guys. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you next week. Yeah, Birds!
Yeah, it's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
All right. I said 3 shave head votes on whether Jack and I should do it. We will take the 3 votes, whichever, you know, 2 out of 3 wins either way. So, Ben and Philly, should we shave our heads or not shave our head?
You guys, you got to shave your heads.
All right. There's one.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that we've been sitting on those positive drops of Ike for this long.
That's a good point.
I mean.
Right. Nobody knew they were there, right?
We need that accountability, just accountability.
Also, please let me know what channel Deli Detective is going to be on. I got to tune into that. That might be one of the greatest calls you guys have ever had.
Now, yeah,
Tommy Down Store is phenomenal today.
Yeah, A&E. It sounds like an A&E show to me.
It's definitely an A&E show.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Or it might be on Tubi.
On A&E. I absolutely love it.
Tubi for sure. If we still had Channel 57, I think it would be one of those. All right. So there is one for Shave. Big V, you're on WIP. Shave or no shave?
Well, first, I got to say this. I think you guys got to get together and put together like an album of, you know, the greatest songs sung on WIP.
Yes.
Lead off with DuckTales.
Yes. And did you hear Tommy from Down the Shore sings like an angel?
Oh, man, he does.
Yeah, he sings like an angel. More like Nick Pesci and what's that guy, the stewardess who always trying to write a book and wants people to read it?
Cowboy Jim?
Cowboy Jim.
Stewardess Jim. Yes.
Yeah, he's a combination of both of them. Together, they got two speeds, slow and stop.
That's pretty good, Big V. Slow and stop.
Originally, I knew Jack was going to hang up on me, so I said, don't shave your head. But in reality, go bald, fellas.
Oh, you tricked him.
Got you. I got you. And by the way, this is my show.
All right, Big V.
I love it.
All right. Well, we can't do it Monday because we'll be at Chickies. So Tuesday, right in time for Thanksgiving.
No, I'm getting a haircut. No, I'm not. You can do all your little stupid bits all you want. I'm not shaving my head.
Wow.
Tom Brady looked off.
You know what?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
He's mad that Big V lied to him.
I like to do so blind.
Big V lied to him.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I had it all queued up.
Yeah, you thought you had it. By the way, Tom sent me a message. He said, instead of a horse sound for Saquon, since he is a bell cow back, we should do a moo.
Ooh. Well, moo's not intimidating.
Well, neither.
But Saquon's not intimidating.
Yeah.
It's not Derrick Henry.
Yeah. We could do a moo, and that way no one will mistake it.
I would have done a moo. I didn't want to offend you.
You mean who? Spike?
Spike.
Because we're not killing the cow.
Oh, you mean the meat.
Yeah. We're not murdering it.
Let me hear a moo. Let me hear a good moo, man.
You got one, Jack? I mean.
How about this?
That's the one.
No, how about, what about the Superman? Would you stop? This is what it's going to be like for the next hour with him.
Yep. Yeah. Well, because he's throwing a tantrum
on,
back.
Yeah, exactly. He's on revenge tour now.
Yep. By the way, Big V just jumped up to the top of my rankings, lying to Jack.
Is there the Superman? Dun, 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 dun.
We could do that. We could do Superman.
Right, that's because didn't Big Play Slay, I think he named Saquon Superman.
Well, but what's his name calls him? Corey calls him Superman all the time.
Oh, Corey?
Yeah.
I think that's what Corey got it from.
Oh, got it from Slay.
I think so.
Okay.
We give Corey a lot of credit for a lot of things.
Well, that's where I heard it. That's where I can just say where I heard it. So, all right, well, we'll figure that out.
All right.
Jack, what do we have for the top 5 of 5, Baldy?
Baldy joins us Wednesdays at 4. Anyway.
It's good comeback.
The biggest questions I have about what's currently going on at WIP.
These are always my favorite. These are always my favorite, where we throw everyone under the bus.
No one is safe here, yes.
And you guys weren't on the list. No, but we're taking down one show, definitely, in particular here, because they were out of line this morning.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of...
I love a good in-house fight. I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Something odd is really going on at the midday show. We got a breakdown.
Okay.
And there was an all-time caller last night that we need to hear the audio.
Okay. This sounds good. By the way, I love getting in the worst with the shows, because none of the shows fight back because they don't want any part of it.
They really want us to just go away and leave them alone.
If we just ignore them, they won't do it anymore. All right. That is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.